fist.
All right. Well, I just started recording. I'd like to welcome everybody to the new and improved Bad Seed Podcast, which is not the podcast for the bad seeds.
No longer.
No longer. What's up, Elliot?
Hey, how you doing?
Listen to this new trick. It's called not edited intros.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
It's like we're there.
Yeah, it's like we're here. Fuck it. All right. Like I said, this is the new Bad Seed Podcast, and we are coming to you live from a fucking Best Buy parking lot.
Yep.
Why? Well, we don't have a room to do it in, so now we're mobile as all fuck.
Right. We do have a car to do it in.
Yeah. I pay my insurance. Registration, all that shit is not legal, so we could pulled over right now. But yeah, what's up, Elliot?
Not a whole lot. Just taking in the sights. There's a Ross. It's just kind of a nice area of town.
Dude, no, it's not. This is the worst.
This is the Ritz of Gastonia.
If you were going to give Gastonia an enema, this is where you would stick the hose.
This is the asshole of Gastonia?
This is where you would fucking push everything out of. For sure.
What's the dick of Gastonia?
The dick of Gastonia. It depends on how you look at it, because there's a lot of testosterone in the county jail.
That's true.
But then I would say there's a lot of whiskey at Freeman's.
Yeah.
That's the dick of Gastonia.
That's the hardest dick of Gastonia.
The hardest dick. Well, we were going to do that episode last week. An Easter episode would have been silly. But I guess we can talk about now what I was going to talk about then, which is why is there a bunny and eggs? Also, it is Game of Thrones season, which is tighter than all fuck.
Sure is.
I saw some statistics from last week, and it said the Jesus did not trend one time on Easter. It was all about Game of Thrones.
Well, it's the new Jesus.
Yeah. Jon Snow is more Jesus than that motherfucker would ever be.
I mean, he's about as ripped as Jesus was.
Yeah.
So
I feel like Jesus probably wasn't that good of a guy. If he was a carpenter, I'm sure he overpriced a lot of people.
I heard that he liked to milk contracts. Jesus did. He would just slow down the work, and the apostles, you know, he just hired his buddies. They didn't know what they were doing.
Yeah,
I
feel like Jesus didn't show up to a couple fucking flooring jobs.
Just the temple's still dirt.
He's like, I take 75% up front. I'll be there. Yeah, I'll be there tomorrow.
Yeah, I'll call you.
Yeah.
I'll send a dove. Yeah, he's not a guy you want to do long-term business with, because he's always disappearing for 3 days and then showing back up.
Yeah, or thousands of years.
That too. I mean, we've been waiting on that now for...
Yeah.
I'm never going to get that cabinet that I wanted. It's been 2,000 years.
Yeah. Are you ever going to finish this oak fucking... Finish. No. Fucker.
Whatever. I bet he felt real silly for building those crosses, though.
Right.
Yeah. At least I think that's in Last Temptation of Christ. He's specifically a cross builder.
I feel like he was the first troll, and that really called up to him very fast.
He was like, oh, joke's on me.
Yeah.
Thanks, Dad.
Yeah. Oh, my Dad. I like using that. That's silly.
That's a good one. Oldie but a goodie.
Oldie but a goodie. That was one of the first memes I ever seen. It was just a picture of him like, oh, my Dad. I don't know a lot, but I know what's funny.
Do you remember Jesus is my homeboy?
Oh, yeah. Yo. Yeah, that's right up there with tattooed and employed.
Yeah, I used to have a trucker hat that said Jesus is my homeboy.
But was he? I mean, back then, probably.
Yeah, I mean, I was definitely, you know, born again to win.
Born again to win.
But, yeah, now I don't know where the hat is. And, you know,
yeah,
I'm just, you know, I'm not trying to advertise a shitty carpenter, you know?
Yeah. It's a, if you owe some people some money, you, I wonder if he had any, like, shirts made back then.
He said, well, there is that one meme that's like, shout out to the dude trying to sell merch at the crucifixion.
Yeah, I did see that. But, like, did he really have, like, he had a business, you know?
Well, he had a great, he had a pretty good fan base going. And you know, he was one of those people that, you know, they loved to hate. So, the Romans just, you know, it was basically like, you know, just like a Steve Harvey situation.
Oh,
you know?
Yeah, those are the worst situations.
Like a Wendy Williams kind of. Wendy Williams is basically like the modern Christ.
Wendy Williams?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. When I think of my Christ, I like my Christ to be like a downtown Julie Brown type. Just like Yo MTV Raps.
Yeah.
Type kind of gal or guy. I don't. So, Elliot?
Yeah.
It's been a while. It's
since Christmas, I think.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah, it's been almost half a year.
Yeah, it went quick.
It went quick.
Time flies when you're not doing podcasts.
Time flies when you're not. Well, here's the thing. We're going to start doing them more regularly.
Oh, yeah.
And also, if anybody wants to DM on the Instagram page, which is now Bad Seed Podcast, at Bad Seed Podcast, we just started a Patreon page. And if you have ideas for that, we're all ears because we don't know a lot about it, but we're trying to take it more serious. We're going to have structure, and I don't know. I sound like a fucking fuck-up that just got, like, insurance from a job. You know?
Dude, like you're trying to get a job at your cousin's construction company.
Like, I need to get my shit together, man.
I promise you, dude.
Yeah. It's like, I'm going to do good for 2 to 3 months. But it's going to be the best 2 to 3 months of your company's life.
Growth.
Growth. Sorry. Excuse me. Elliot, what would you like to do with Patreon?
Patreon? I think it's a good way to connect with people who like your stuff. You know, obviously have some cool shit for the people.
Fun things. T-shirts. Stickers, keychains,
stress balls.
Oh man, that's great. That's good.
Like an 8-ball
stress ball.
Yeah, that would be good.
Or just get Michael Black's fucking face printed on a stress ball.
I want to squeeze Michael's face every day. So that would really be good.
I usually do.
Just a quick meet up.
Yeah. Yeah. And then I leave, and then he goes to work.
He's got all these red pinch marks on his face. Sorry, it's just I'm helping my buddy Scotty out. He just likes to pinch my face really hard.
Bring him a jar of pickles every day. He'll let you fucking squeeze his face as much as you fucking want.
That's true. What was the count that one time? Rob sent me a series of photos from their house, and I think it was 9 jars of different pickled products.
No,
which is hard to say, but it's true.
That's a titty twister. That's a hell of a titty twister. So, yeah, and you know, now since we're mobile, we can go and like we're about to call Pet Boys, and we're gonna ask them if they have any cock.
Which they well,
I don't think they would. Oh, yeah, they are boys. They are full of cock. Look at the guy in the middle. He's definitely got it.
I just realized for the first time that one of the Pep Boys is almost certainly Hitler.
Yeah, that's a very hit-ish.
I mean, it's definitely a toothbrush mustache. He's got glasses on, so maybe it's like Hitler after he escaped and was living in South America.
It's Hitler with, like, the classic disguise on.
Yeah, oh, right, the...
It's like a big mustache over a little mustache, or a little mustache over a little mustache. Because,
yeah, that's how he stayed off the radar for so long.
Yeah, he's still alive. He's 136 years old.
Yeah, and he's still mean as ever.
I love how people like conspiracy, like people don't really think about before they post things. And I've seen in the past couple of years, somebody like caught a glimpse of Hitler. I was like, yeah, yeah, he definitely doesn't look like he's fucking, you know, just the stress of him
right.
being Hitler hasn't made him go gray yet. He still has black hair.
Well, there was.
I can't get rid of my tiny mustache.
That's my thing.
Yeah, I'm in hiding. He does like, he just does a hydrogen peroxide bleach like the fucking dude from The Outsiders. He's like, nobody will know who I am. I don't know why it's an Italian accent.
Oh, I think Italian's even a stretch for that one.
Yeah, I don't. I think everything else is Australian for me. But that's just me.
They don't know I'm Hitler.
Hello. Death to you.
They actually, there was a whole, it was someone's job for like 20 years after the war that if somebody in America, like let's say somebody was in Kansas and said they saw Hitler, somebody from the FBI would go check it out. And it was like a group of people who checked on Hitler sightings.
I think that was, if that was a thing now, trolling would run that shit.
Oh, yeah. Well, I imagine people did it back then, too. Just like, hold on, I'm calling the FBI.
Oh, man. When I was a kid, we used to call 911 and ask for four-wheelers and shit.
Hey, I got to be rad really quick.
No, it was like, hey, they'd be like, 911, emergency, can I help you? And I'd be like... Can I get a four-wheeler and hang up real fast? Like, that didn't even make any fucking sense.
No. Did they ever send one, though?
No, they did send cops.
Oh, yeah. Wait, were they on four-wheelers?
Mm-mm.
That's what I would respect a cop on a four-wheeler. It's not often, but...
I've seen dirt bike cops. Oh, dude, there's a meetup behind us. I don't know what it is.
There's a meetup?
Yeah. A bunch of people just pulled up in random cars. They all just hugged, so I don't think it's going to be a brawl.
What if it is, though?
I think they might be selling this Kia.
Oh.
This Kia might be being sold. They're just looking at stuff. Oh, he popped the hood.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah, they're selling that car.
He's like, hello, sir. $8,000 for this.
Do you think he just hugged a stranger off of Craigslist?
Yeah. I think they're just, like, just trying to be... All these dudes just met on Bubble or something, or Grindr or something, and they're like, we got to look macho out in public.
Right, we're going to pretend to like cars.
Yeah, I bet he has huge quads.
Let's ask him.
Well, and now we have two exotic princesses walking up through here.
Yep.
A.K.A. homeless people. You're homeless or you just don't want to find another parking spot?
Yeah, you know what really bothers me? People who aren't afraid to walk.
People
always want it, like, oh, no, we'll just park and walk.
Yeah,
no,
fuck you. I'll wait for a parking spot for 28 minutes before
I will sit in the car and smoke cigarettes until I don't have to walk.
Mm-mm. Or I lose interest in going wherever the fuck we are going.
Yeah.
Which happens to me a lot.
That's what actually, we took a trip to Asheville where we had to walk a good bit.
Yeah, I almost went home.
Yeah, and then we were still...
They really did. We called that pretty good.
Yeah, are they getting in a Geek Squad car?
No, they just walked from Walmart.
Oh, they have their shopping with them.
Yeah. Like, well, we had to get paper towels. They have them cheap over there.
Maybe they just caused a fucking ruckus in Walmart and didn't want to be parked close. Like, they just beat the shit out of somebody.
That would be a good little, like a little Ocean's 11 type thing. Still a thing of bags from Walmart, the little plastic bags.
Yes.
And then you can put shit in the bags and walk out. It's more suspicious to not have shit in bags. But if you have bags, you can just walk out.
Well, what about the thing that goes off?
Run.
Okay. And then once you get across the parking lot, you can just walk.
But people eyeing you is not a thing. Or you could just do the white person thing where it goes off and you just hold it up. You're like, what the heck?
Oh, my gosh. Oh,
why would this go off?
You caught me.
Yeah. He's stealing, ain't he? Yes, he is, ma'am. He is.
I bought ice yesterday at a Family Dollar, I think it was.
That's the worst ice you can get.
And it tasted terrible.
Oh, I bet it tasted like fucking fountain water.
But I was inside. Tyler was outside waiting on me. And I walked out. I paid for two bags of ice, and he was like, how many? And I was like, two. And then I looked around, and I was like, or however many we want. It was unlocked.
Yeah. It was like they trust people way too much with ice.
Yeah.
What if it was, gas was like that?
You just, yeah. It's like an honor. You're going to stop pumping, right?
Yeah.
As soon as you hit 10.
All right, stop at 15. Just don't go over like 0.05. I understand you can't stop it right on it, which is a game for me. I definitely try to like stop it right on 15 or 20.
Yeah, I've given up on that because it just, I can never get it.
And it ruins my day when I can't.
Yeah.
When I've never done it, so. Think about that.
Well, I got pissed off. They put new pumps in at a place near work.
Oh, fucking bitches.
And I went to, it says, you know, remove the pump, then select your fuel type. Well, this tight ass fucking, you know, hose.
Tight ass hose.
Hit the premium one. And of course, I was too lazy to walk in and be like, you know, make a fuss about it. So I just put like premium gas in my car that one time. But it's a fucking ripoff.
Yeah, it's the same gas. It's like skim milk and then other milk.
It just tastes different. It doesn't do anything different to the car.
It doesn't. Hey, I do want to talk about the guy that they found in Gastonia that, when I say they, I'm guessing authorities.
Oh.
Oh, they dropped bags off. They're going back over to Walmart. That's fun.
What the fuck?
Dude. Doing podcasting cars is pretty cool. And... like there's a trade-off behind us, or they're acting like they're selling this 2002 Kia, and there's 6 pounds behind us, you know?
Oh, yeah, that's true. Could be moving weight.
I don't know. It might be legit. That dude's vaping and has Crocs on, so.
Yeah, and there's two guys plainly in view talking into microphones.
Yeah.
That might spook them a little bit.
Oh, yeah, that is a good bit. We should go and park random places and just, like, stare at people, and then when they look at us, like
just
that,
dip just our like heads down.
Dip down. Yes.
I do have trench coats we can wear.
Oh, dude, yeah, we got to dress like Dick Tracy if we're going to fucking do it. I don't like the popping, though.
No, this I don't know happening. What keeps popping.
It's,
Nope. Wasn't even moving that time.
I'm not sure what it is. Also, you know what?
We are in a fucking car, too, so I think it's going to sound pretty good.
I think we're doing pretty good.
But what happened in Gastonia?
In Gastonia, there was a guy selling, it was 2 liters. They were $20 a piece. 2 liters that had meth, Mountain Dew, and gas in it.
Ooh.
And you drank it.
Yeah.
$20 a pop, and he was making like a living, like a fucking, he made a goddamn job out of this.
Wasn't he living in a treehouse?
It was a treehouse, yes.
And it's like a bad fairy tale.
Dude, he was killing it. Yeah, Tinkerbell really fucked up, and that's her now. Or her dad. I'm not sure.
Tinkerbell's dad.
Yeah. That's pretty... they didn't really let you know her backstory too much in Peter Pan. Or Hook.
No.
And... that's probably it. She probably came from an abusive background, and her dad sells, you know.
Well, dressing the way she does. Man. I mean, shit, dude.
Yeah, she... Tinkerbell was a prostitute.
She was a rough prostitute.
She was
Tinkerbell
a
was.
Tiny little prostitute. She only did it a little bit.
No, yeah. She couldn't do a whole lot.
Yeah.
It was sort of a...
she just danced a little.
Yeah. She would actually go... oh, geez. She would actually fly inside the tip of the dick instead of doing anything to the outside.
Oh, my God. She wears a scuba gear. like a thong scuba
just a
gear.
Snorkel.
Oh, no.
Oh,
so much. So much. So also with us upgrading all of our shit and taking this more serious, we can also do phone calls to people now, which we also could do before, but I was too lazy to figure out how to do it. But now we can do it. And one of our buds, Rob, is on tour right now. Well, actually, I think it's over.
I think he's on his way home. But
on his way home.
It's a day. It's like a 14. No, it's like a 28-hour drive he's on.
Yeah. So this would be the perfect time
For him not to pick up.
For him not. Oh, if he doesn't pick up, we're calling 20,000 times.
All right. We'll try him out real quick.
We'll try him out. Just remember, I don't think he'll be able to hear me.
Well, I'll put it on speakerphone.
No, I don't think it'll pick up through that.
Oh, will it not?
Not sure. We'll figure it out.
Yeah, we're going as we go. Oh.
Going as we go. Going as we go.
Hello.
Hey, Rob.
Hey, what's up?
Not much. You're on the podcast right now, buddy.
Oh, God damn it.
Hey, pal.
Can you hear Scotty?
Hey, guys.
Hey, you sound happy.
I am very happy. We're done with the tour. We're driving home.
Did you have fun?
I did have fun.
Oh, no, I think we lost Rob. I'm sure that story is fantastic, but I'm going to cut in here, and in the meantime, I'm going to talk about how you can save 10% off your entire order on unlovesonscompany.com if you just use PFT Bad Seeds at checkout. I'm sure what Rob is talking about is about the same amount of coolest shit as this, but I'm just saying that this is probably going to save you some money if you just use code PFTBadSeeds at checkout. And now back to a random place where we were talking to him.
Scotty got a bunch of shit.
Yeah.
Beforehand.
I always have a bunch of shit.
That's the best place to get RCA to aux cables if anyone fucking needs those. I mean, unless you're on the internet and you have Amazon.
Well,
then that's the best place to get them.
Wait, what? How could I get them from Rainforest?
Yeah.
I hate you so much. I hate this.
Rob, I don't know what things are. Help me.
I'm in no mood.
You folks don't know where you folks is at.
So where?
Bonjour.
Where are you at right now?
I'm about 80 miles outside of fucking Spokane, Washington.
Oh, Whee! Wow. God, you're still all the way over there, man.
Yeah, still all the way over there. We played Seattle last night. And slept at this girl's house, and then platonically, and then now we're driving home.
I'm glad you specified that. I worry about
that's
you.
A good word.
I don't want people to get the wrong impression about me or us as a band.
Ah, fair enough.
Oh, that you sound very stern when you say that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, fucking, you gotta watch out, man. Lamb goods out there.
Yeah.
Oh, dude,
you gotta mind your P's and Q's.
Oh my God, is that like Krampus?
Is that Krampus? Yeah, the lamb goat is out there listening.
Oh, no. You know, it's
the body of a lamb and the ears of a goat.
You know what's worse than the lamb goat? The PNP.
Fucking AIDS, definitely.
AIDS too. AIDS is also an actual.
That's worse than lamb goat. Fucking systemic racism, honestly. If I'm being honest, I know it's an unpopular opinion, but I think that stuff sucks.
Yeah, well, you're dropping some truth bombs there.
You're saying a bunch of words, dude.
I thought this was a fucking podcast.
Dude, well, yeah, you're right. I mean,
technically.
You want me to make a bunch of hand gestures?
No.
No.
Because, well if you'll send them to us via email, then yeah. We could figure that out.
Did you do any kind of introduction for me, or did you just cold call someone named Rob and expect everyone to understand who it was?
Yeah, that's exactly what happened.
No, we were like, this is Rob from Funeral Chic. He's a person.
Thanks.
You've been on the podcast a handful of times.
Yeah.
That's true. But I mean, you know, you gotta re-up every time.
All right. Well, our producer's in fucking Spokane, Washington. So we're not really keeping up. You know, we're just kind of doing what we need.
Yeah. Thanks for all the help of the podcast.
Yeah. Thanks for critiquing the podcast on the podcast,
welcome.
Rob.
You're welcome. Solid 7 stars. Out of 18.
I don't come to your job and knock the dick out of your mouth.
Yes, you do constantly.
Well, that's fun. I'm glad you're not dead.
Yeah, that's dope.
Yeah, yes. I mean, don't fucking say I'm glad you're not dead, because I've still got like 2,000 miles to drive.
Okay,
so
I didn't say
feel like a real piece of shit at my funeral.
I didn't say the by
last
car.
Thing you said to me was, "I'm glad you're not dead."
No,
and then I fucking died.
Okay. Also, if I was at your funeral after you died from a car wreck, I would specify at your funeral, and it's being recorded. I would say, I did not mean that.
Okay. Will you podcast for my funeral if I?
Yeah.
Yeah, we need a place to do it. So.
Yeah, we're dying for places.
call it a sob cast and just get recorded by the family crying.
Yeah,
and
no, we're gonna change it. Stories. We're gonna change it to the Bad Seed Rob cast.
It'll be podcast for it'll be the Sad Seed podcast.
Oh, yeah, that's sadder than all fuck. Yeah.
And every time you like interview like my aunt, she's just crying through the answers. She's like, can you speak up, please?
Yeah,
you gotta speak into the mic.
Yeah, Rhonda, you got to talk into the mic, darling. Come on.
Yeah, I was like, come on. All right, girl, you gotta really figure it out. I don't need you to be crying no more.
Yeah, come on, dry it up.
Yeah, all right, come on. It's been 3 days, man.
it's time to pack it up.
Yeah,
it's been 3 days. It's
time to figure it out.
Could you hear that, Rob?
No, he's not going to be able to
hear.
He can't hear that, but I can, and that's
we
all
can,
that matters.
And the listeners can.
That's all that matters. Okay. But
describe
I came up with a sound bit just for Rob. You know, we are in a car. I'm just going to keep saying that.
I think even once we do get a studio, we're still going to say we're in a car.
Oh yeah, because it's just like it's just pity at that point. Yeah.
You know what my favorite thing about this is that I'm in a car doing 90 miles an hour. You guys are in a car doing zero, but still in a car.
Oh, no, we're doing circles around the parking lot. I'm not sitting still. No,
yeah,
I can't.
Can you not hear that? Yeah. I mean, people
are... There's a chance that either of us could get into a car accident while in, like, mid-interview.
Yeah, and we're also beside a Geek Squad car, so that's horrible.
Yeah, I'm afraid they're going to ask us if we need help, which, honestly, I mean, we could ask them about this popping noise.
Yeah, there's a popping noise going on here.
Yeah, shout out your technical team, the Geek Squad.
Yeah, boys!
I don't know if... I don't know if you know this, Rob, but Geek Squad cars look like cop cars now.
Yeah.
That's true, they do. You guys put away your fucking drugs and guns.
Yeah, well, that's not going to happen.
No.
Let's be real.
Rob, we're on Franklin Boulevard.
No one knows what that is. That's not a universal fucking
term. No, that's the thing. We've specified that it's... Well, what did I say earlier?
It's the butthole of Gastonia.
Well, it's the butthole...
It's the Poughkeepsie, New York of Gastonia.
Yeah.
Oh, great. Now people in two places will get it. Yeah.
Did you say pita chips? What the fuck? How did you pronounce it?
Poughkeepsie.
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 Don't worry about what I do. Watch the fucking road, Bob.
Yeah, are you driving?
I am driving.
You're driving?
Yeah, of course you are.
It's been a good tour for Tinder, man. A lot of interesting Tracys out there.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, I can only imagine on that tour. How was everything? It was good?
It was good. You know, hung out with a lot of cool people.
Older people?
Older people, yeah. A lot of old heads, a lot of, you know, bandanas over bald heads, over gray goatees.
Oh, yeah, that'll do it.
Just got out of the kitchen for the night.
Just got out of the kitchen.
Yeah, a lot of guys telling stories about 1991.
Yeah, right.
Lots of fucking camo shorts.
Oh yeah, those are
seriously. I was in the middle of the tour. I bought stock in camo shorts, and I'm fucking. I made like $10,000 in 3 days.
Oh, no, that's awesome. Shit. That's fun.
I'm technically a part of the military industrial complex now, but I'm fucking dude. You gotta sell out sometime.
Yeah, dude.
No, you're right.
I love selling out. It's like one of my honestly, if anything. I plan to sell out in the next year.
Yeah.
Really?
Oh yeah.
Who would you sell out to? What's the worst, like the most like offensive company that could buy you out?
Any?
That you would agree to?
Well, who's got six digits?
Yep.
Six. That's
and
what
I
it
ain't
costs,
talking
six?
A phone number.
Oh, bro, six digits. I'm, yeah.
So if Girls Gone Wild came to you for like
already,
$800,
yes.
You're already in on it.
And they could buy my company for $800?
Yeah, or like Backpage.com wants to advertise with you for like $300.
Yeah.
You would do it?
Well, they're dead, so.
Are they really?
I think that's been gone for a couple years.
Yeah, I'm not sure.
Okay, well,
of course
then whatever
I would
company
never go there,
they morphed into, whatever company they're called now, which is probably like Panera Bread or something.
It's Pageback.com.
Yeah, page me back.
Page me back, please.
Pagemaster.com, which was already taken, unfortunately.
That's why you have to have a beeper to use it.
It's just the dude's name. It's just Terry.com. Like, what's up?
Oh, Janowski.com.
Janowski. Terry Jamalski.
Yeah, that'll do it. That'll do it. Did you see anybody die?
No, but check this. You know, I don't know if anyone, if you fucking read about it, but a crane fell over in Seattle yesterday in the wind, like a construction crane.
Oh,
and killed four people.
Oh, God.
Oh, damn.
And we were about two blocks away from that in the movie theater while that happened.
Damn, so you almost still didn't die.
Yeah, we were in the middle of watching Avengers, and like, yeah, there was like all this chaos and mayhem going on outside. We're like, cool, Avengers.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
We had no fucking idea.
It had to do with the movie.
It was Hulk.
Yeah. It was probably a viral time.
Yeah,
that's
well,
terrible. It's probably too soon.
Oh yeah. I forgot almost right away that you said people died. So
yeah,
I started.
People died. You should release this podcast for a couple weeks.
Yeah. Are we talking about the Avengers movie or the crane thing?
I'm not talking about the Avengers movie. I'm not spoiling it for anybody.
Yeah.
Okay. Because I heard that Dr. Feelgood killed somebody. I forgot who the fuck it was.
Yeah. Dr. Phil?
Dr. Feelgood comes back at the end and kills a bunch of people, but that's all I'll say.
Yeah. I don't really care. I like wrestling. I like real shit.
Oh, God. How cool of you.
I'm not a big fucking pussy. All right.
First of all, what, yes, you are.
You like muscly dudes fighting each other. That's the same thing as superhero movies.
Yeah, but they're wet. Yeah. Tell me a wet superhero.
Aquaman.
He ain't really wet. He's
the wettest.
No, he gets out of water. He's drier than all fuck.
Well, yeah, but then he gets back in the water and high fives the dolphin.
Mm-mm. I don't like where this is going.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. I guess I'm just gonna mosey on then. If you guys sound like you're locked into something here.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, to be honest, you could either get my back or you know, it's all right. You're just sitting there quietly.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, Rob.
In the middle of bumfuck nowhere, so I'm gonna get off the phone.
Oh, yeah. All right. All right, Rob. I believe in you.
Have fun.
Bye, guys.
Later.
Be safe. Bye.
All right. So in the middle of that, we lost Rob.
Yeah. We did.
In the middle of his important story,
he was on a roll, and we lost him.
And that's how it rolls, you know.
Yeah.
So.
It's all right. He's not too interesting anyway.
Yeah, you're exactly right.
He seems like he might be interesting, but
he is.
It's 4:20, dude.
It's 4:20, which, you know, not when everybody's going to be listening to this. It's going to be 4:20, but it is 4:20 in the afternoon.
Yeah.
Right now, we're watching Geek Squad come out and, you know, do pot or dope or whatever the fuck they do. I don't know.
They do. They actually, they just rail lines in the back of these.
Yeah, does every drug subculture celebrate 420? Like, do people that, you know, just smoke crack, they're like, it's 420.
They're like, it's 623.
Yeah, smoke crack every day.
I mean, I think they're about that, but for other reasons.
Yeah.
Like, not as like.
Because they have to.
Right, because it's literally a physical need.
Yeah, I could see that being a thing.
I don't know. I tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to start smoking some crack, get ingrained myself in the culture, and then see if that is a thing.
Yeah. Well, it's for, you're doing research. You're not really smoking crack. I mean, yeah, you are.
Yeah, but not.
But
my
not
heart's
for
not
real.
It.
Yeah.
Boy, if you don't get.
Yeah, it doesn't matter.
No.
So, on to our next subject, which, you know, thanks, Rob.
Yeah, big thank you to Rob for picking up the phone.
Yeah, most people don't pick up when I call.
The last time when we tried to test this new technology from 1985,
yes,
we called the four people I know, or three people I know, and then my parents, and only my parents picked up. So,
oh man, I think I saved it, so we might be able to punch it in.
That would be nice.
Yeah, that'd be fun, and we can punch in my wife's little spot too.
Hello.
Hi, is this Christina?
Yes.
Hi, this is Richard from Kia.
Hey.
Hi. So I was looking at your Instagram earlier, and I saw your car, and I was very disappointed.
I'm sorry?
I was looking, you know, just looking around, And the car, it's, I mean, it's what, I just don't understand how a person can do that.
Okay. Can I help you?
Christina, this is Richard. I want to apologize. I'm sorry.
Can I help you?
I was looking at the wrong Instagram. I think I found the right one. And I what
can
I said.
Can I help you?
This is Richard from Kia.
Okay. Why are you looking at people's personal Instagrams? I don't understand.
I was on public Wi-Fi.
Really, out of all times.
What the fuck is happening?
Out of all times for this large truck at 420.
Oh my God.
To try and do burnouts in a parking lot.
I thought it was over.
Jesus Christ. No, it's never over with these guys.
Kobe!
It's never over with these guys. It just doesn't work like that.
No.
All right, so let's get on to the juicy shit. Game of fucking Thrones.
It's time.
It is time. Episode 3 is tonight. It is at 9, so we have right over 4 hours.
Yeah.
To prepare. What do you think? What do you think's happening?
Well, I think.
Are you just caught up on this season, or do you actually watch?
No, I mean I've been in it.
You've been in it to win it.
Like the second season.
Okay.
I finished the second season, or second or third season. Then I went and read all the books, so I get the story or whatever. Been watching it ever since.
It's fucking fantastic.
It's amazing, and I am sure this is what's going to happen, and I almost guarantee it. Number one, that shot where it showed all the White Walkers at the end of the last episode. Spoilers, by the way. I guess, obviously, because we're going to talk about it.
Right.
But the Night King wasn't there.
Right.
It was just like his generals.
Yeah.
So I think he's riding that dragon down south to go fuck up King's Landing.
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
and,
true.
And get about 1 million new soldiers. And then they might win the little tiny battle of Winterfell, but then he's going to come up from the south.
He going to be cold as hell on that thing riding down the winter.
It would be funny.
Okay.
Some technical difficulty. Yeah. We're in a car.
Yeah, we're in a car. How about this? First and last time we're doing one in a fucking car, because I cannot do this again.
It's kind of stressful.
It's extremely stressful. All right, get back to your white...
Oh, so...
Your white man story.
How great would it be if he flew that ice dragon down there and then it melted? Mm. You know?
That would be sick.
And then he's just sitting there with a puddle. He doesn't even have a horse.
Yeah.
He's like just kind of stuck.
Yeah, where Frosty the Snowman started like melting and all the kids were a little bit sad.
there's a little top hat and some coal where the dragon was.
Dude, I saw this meme that was, it was a picture of Darth Maul. And it said, what's the guy's name?
The Night King.
The Night King. It was like, the Night King is just Darth Maul, but he ate a really good piece of gum.
I do think it's weird. He does look exactly like fucking Darth Maul. I don't know why they didn't, you know.
But he ate a piece of gum and it got all cold. This is what it's like to eat a piece of blah, 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 blah. I think that's funny.
He do, man. They're fucked though. It is, and people are already making all the memes about it. But everybody's gonna die.
Everybody gonna die.
And I think literally, the show is gonna end with the Night King winning. I'm sorry, it just is.
Yeah,
there's gonna be no hero or
that. I mean, because it ends. You know.
Yeah, there's four episodes left, and then that's it.
Yeah,
so,
this time next week, we're going to touch base again. You know what? I think we're going to, until Game of Thrones is over, we're going to dedicate at least a quarter of every episode to Game of Thrones.
Oh, I think it's, I mean, I think it's necessary. It's what's happening right now.
Yeah, and you know what? Just less nude scenes from children.
Yeah, well, I mean, what, are you referring to Maisie Williams?
Yes. I know she's 22.
She doesn't look 22.
She a children.
Well, you know, they aged all those characters for the TV show.
Sure. Like, she a children.
Like, literally, in the books at this point, everybody would be about 18, but at the beginning of the story,
right,
they were all like 13, 14 years old.
Huh.
The Daenerys...
The Night King is just like Sid from Toy Story. He's only 13 years old.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah, I can see that being a thing.
Sid from Toy Story might be the greatest character of at least our childhood.
Of all time. Yeah. Which the fucking little kid, Eric Von whatever from Brink, is the voice of Sid.
Oh, yeah.
Which nobody cares. Not one person cares about that.
Why don't you explain what Brink is for a second?
Dude, we all know what Brink is. Don't act like a pussy.
Brink, in case people don't.
The fucking inline movie from Disney. Everybody knows what Brink is. And if you don't know, you need to shut this shit down. You need to go home and do some research, bitch.
Or at least go home and watch Brink.
Oh, yeah. Or that. Yeah, do that.
That would probably be the best research.
Yeah, I think just Brink would be, watching it would be the best. Whatever. But yeah, Game of Thrones, man. How about this? This is my prediction. Has it or does Daenerys know that the Night King could be related to her?
What? Could he?
Only
Targaryen. Well, I
only
think
Targaryens can ride.
I think that's because he rose him as a white.
Have we seen a picture of the her dad? Have we seen him physically?
Oh, I mean, that would be a cool theory, actually.
Yeah,
but I think he is like a well. Okay, so here's the. The Children of the Forest created the White Walkers.
Right.
To fight the first humans. Yeah.
The little fairies, yeah.
The little...
Yeah.
So, basically, I think... I can't remember, but the Night King is special for some reason. Like, he's like, you know... But I don't... They might have... People think that the Night King is Bran. Like, that they're the same person.
Ah. Yeah, that'd be some fuck shit.
Because, and they're like two parts of the same entity just split apart.
Right.
And that's why he's always trying to kill him.
Ah.
So, but like I said, he's waiting for the Night King in the Godswood, but the Night King isn't even there for sure because they didn't show him.
Yeah. Man.
It's going to be intense.
Yeah, I feel like that little, I think Tyrion's going to end up jumping in front. They're going to try to kill Bran and Tyrion's going to jump in front of him because okay. They made it a point for Tyrion to sit down with Bran.
Yeah.
And him to learn knowledge from him for a whole night. Remember that?
Yeah, I do.
So, basically, I think that Bran told Tyrion some things that is going to make the Night King have to kill Tyrion, going to like basically jump in front of a bullet for Bran. That's what I think.
Right.
So he's not offed too early and he's going to go out heavy.
Well, I think, you know what would be dope? If he stood up out of that fucking wheelchair and started kicking some ass.
Yeah. He was like, I've been playing y'all this whole time.
I'm just lazy as fuck.
Yeah. He was like, remember Hordor? Yeah. I got his ass killed.
I got him good.
I literally made that idiot carry me for hundreds of miles.
That big dick idiot.
Yeah. Hordor. Hordor.
That's such a weird little thing they put in that show where they were also like, yeah, look at Hodor's giant dick. Like, there's so much drama and intrigue going on. They're like, hey, look, this dude's got a giant dick.
Yeah, I think the saddest thing I've ever seen in that show is the backstory to Hordor.
Oh, I mean, it's pretty, yeah, it's rough.
Yeah. I was like, oh, man.
And then, but that moment where that you finally find out why that's all he says, you're like, holy
fuck.
Hold
the door.
This fucking dude.
Yeah. Now he's being Also, yeah, I forgot who I was talking to about this, but they were talking about how Hordor is a fucking White Walker now.
Oh, yeah.
And I feel like he's going to make an appearance in this show somewhere.
Yeah, I mean, well, I think at the Battle of Winterfell, that also they did this game, very Game of Thronesy thing where they mentioned the Crips about 10 times. So you start to go like, something bad's going to happen in the Crips, yeah. Probably. Because they were like, you'll be safe in the Crips. Oh, well, you should protect us in the Crips.
Oh, you're telling me things that come out of the ground and you're telling us to go in the ground. Cool.
Yeah, so I don't know. And also people aren't really sure if the Night King has to kill, like if it has to be a fresh kill for him to raise it, or yeah. If it's, he can just raise any undead.
Also, no one knows if you kill the Night King, it's over. That's just speculation.
Yeah.
Which is scary for me. I'm going to have the shits tonight at about 9:45. I'm not going to lie to you. Last week when they showed up and they were just fucking standing there.
Yeah.
I got the wet squirts.
Yeah, it makes me nervous.
Yeah, I'm scared.
I watched the first episode the other day because I had the idea like, well, I'll try to watch through some of the old ones.
Yeah.
So I watched the first episode the other day and I got so fucking emotional. Like I was just like, holy shit, dude. Like they look at them all, like seeing Sean Bean and shit.
Look how far they've came.
Yeah. And it's been amazing watching this show.
Yeah. It's the last of its kind. I said this the other day. It's the last like build up series. Like tell me another build up series that's like this.
Well, you had Breaking Bad, you had The Sopranos.
Already done.
That's what I'm saying. They we're coming to an end of an era in television.
People care about like, you know, reality, you know, TV, shit like that, whatever. Who gives a shit? That is the last of its kind. Yeah, I mean, yeah, there's still TV shows, but there's that show is an elite of its own.
Well, you know what Jeff Bezos did? He said
Monday Night Raw is the closest thing to it.
He told Jeff Bezos told the people at Amazon production, like the TV stuff. He told him he wanted his Game of Thrones, so they went and got the rights to the second age of Lord of the Rings stuff.
Huh.
So it's gonna be good. It might not be as good as Game of Thrones, but it's gonna be.
I just hope they don't try to pop a movie out, man. This does not deserve, or it does not need a movie.
What, for Game of Thrones?
Yes.
They could do, I tell you what, there is, they're already developing there was something crazy like 8 Game of Thrones related TV shows in development.
Spinoffs.
That were being written, and I think 2 of them got picked up by HBO, but it'll be the same thing, it'll happen years before.
Yeah, you know the only one that I really would care to hear or see would be like who's the guy that taught Arya?
Oh, Davos? No, not Davos, but he was from The Swordsman. Is that who you're talking about?
Yeah, the dude like,
the water dancer.
That whole, you know, yeah. That what do whole we say situation? To the god of
death?
Yeah, yeah, dude, that stuff was wild.
Yeah, that I mean he killed
the guy with all the faces and shit. Like that. That's just.
Oh,
so
that.
Dope.
Oh, you're
that
talking about guy. Later. Oh, you're talking about the
where she learned her trade and shit.
Where they
know?
Made her blind and all that.
Yeah, like that backstory. Well, I would love to hear about that stuff.
Yeah, that in the books, because he actually did write that part in the books. It's so fucking intense, man. They get into so much that, and it's so abstract too, because she's blind for like. You know, 2 or 3 of her chapters, I think.
Between that and then, you know, with the people that created the White Walkers. Like, that story.
Yeah. I think...
That would be cool.
It would be... I think the ones that I heard, or the most likely ones, are probably, like, a Targaryen reign, like, before it all went bad.
Yeah.
One of those eras probably would be the most likely. But there will always be a Game of Thrones thing in development at HBO now.
Yeah, I mean, that's great. I continue the shows. I mean, if they live up to like this, then keep that shit going.
Yeah.
But tell me a show that's been turned into a movie that's worked out or vice versa.
That's a good question. So, shit.
It's always been made a joke at that point. It's just like the heat's already gone. What's the point of doing it?
Oh, the real Ghostbusters. There you go.
It was turned into a TV show?
Yeah.
No, it was from a TV show.
No, it was Ghostbusters, and then they made The Real Ghostbusters, which was the animated Ghostbusters.
Which also, it's like there's no point in seeing it anymore.
No, and they didn't get the original cast to do the voice, except for, I can't remember, they had one that was the original, I think. Well, but no, that's never, going from TV to movie, I'm sure there's a glaring example that I can't think of.
Yeah, exactly.
But
nothing pops up. I just don't. The Game of Thrones, you know, don't do that to my baby.
No.
Don't do that to my baby. But, I mean, shit. Well, it's getting a little hot, actually. I'm a little hot.
My back is sweaty.
So, here in the Land of the Bad Seed podcast, I think we're going to call this one. I think that's a good way to go out, right?
Yeah.
And maybe this time next week we'll be popping out another one. Much more frequent now. No more drinking.
No.
Yeah. Because it just gets sloppy and it's not fun. So we're just done doing that.
Yeah.
And we'll see where it goes from there. Follow us on Instagram, Bad Seed Podcast. Thanks, yeah. Elliot.
Thank you.
And we'll make it a... You'll be all right, guys. Don't worry. Which means nothing. I don't know. I thought there was a meaning. Peace.